Hey, everybody. It is 9:05 on Try Today on WSJS. It's going to be hot, 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 and hot. If you didn't know, heat index about 101 today, high near 92. Could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. So take your umbrella if you're going out and about today. But been looking forward to this all week in the 9 o'clock hour. Dion Williams. Hey, Dion, how are you?
Doing great, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm all right. President Dion is not me. Dion is the president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. And we're so thrilled and delighted to have, just one of the landmark, legendary organizations in the Piedmont Triad to be a part of the family at WSJS. And we'll get to the story of Piedmont Advantage, which is one of my favorite stories. But let's talk a little bit about you. First of all, welcome to WSJS. We're delighted to have y'all here. And Dion's going to be on about once a month.
Yes.
About every 4 weeks he'll be here. Headlines and fine print. I see the headlines, Dion, but sometimes the fine print gets away from us. And that's part of what we want to clarify, is sometimes we skip over it or we just assume. But you're going to guide us through that, and so we can make the best choices that we can for our financial future, right?
Absolutely, because we feel like that financial literacy is one of the main missions of the credit union, that we create more informed consumers, because there's so many things out there, so much noise, if you want to call it that,
right.
Whether it's in your regular mailbox, your email, text messaging. We're getting blitzed by marketing offers everywhere we go, and we want consumers to be well-equipped to handle those and know what's a good deal and what's not.
Well, sometimes I don't even know what I don't know.
Right.
And, it sounds good. I see the headline. I see the big print. But then maybe it's laziness on my part. I just don't even bother to read the rest of it. And all of a sudden, you're locked in. And your thought is, I never even meant to be here.
Absolutely. And I'll use an example that's really timely today. Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again today. But the headline may talk about the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates by 0.5% or 0.75%, which that is a big jump for sure. But historically, rates are still very low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we have listeners that can remember interest rates being in the teens. And even today, with interest rates being high relative to where we are right now, 30-year mortgage may be around 6%. That's high relative to the 3% it was a couple years ago.
But
it's still, historically, though, folks from the 1980s may remember it's a lot higher than that. So, but the headline makes it sound like one thing, but then you read into the story and get the historical perspective, and maybe a little different.
Yeah, and sometimes the uninformed, or maybe you get 10% of the full story, and it can almost bring on a self-serving panic.
Right.
I've got to make a change. I don't know necessarily what that should be, but I just feel like I got to do something different. And more often than not, it's the big picture to stop and breathe. And if you're informed, then that really does make life much easier to navigate.
Right. I know that there's some folks in the financial realm that would say, cut up those credit cards, don't use them at all. I didn't necessarily go that path. I went more of the path of put your cards in the freezer so they have to thaw before you use it. So if you're making a big purchase, that gives you that time, like you said, to think about it, because all of the marketing that's coming at you is geared towards make the decision now. There's kind of this push to it. But then if you have the angle of, okay, I've got to take a second to really think through the financial implications of this decision, that gives you that pause.
Well, yeah, and part of it, too, is that sometimes we get this notion that everything that we see, or at least the vast majority of it, or everything that's suggested is to my benefit and good and worthwhile. And sometimes there are just bad offers in play.
Right. There's wants and there's needs. And we know what the needs really are. And with what's happening with gas prices and prices at the grocery store, we're really seeing the impact of inflation on needs. But then wants, those are some of the more luxury things that maybe we don't need. But the marketing attempt is to create those wants into needs. And then sometimes we make bad decisions because of that.
Right. And, you know, and what one of the things that's so refreshing is you can go into some financial institutions, and what they're thinking of is, this is not necessarily a quota, but I want to get this, I want to make this, I want to do that. And it's not necessarily what's the best thing for the customer sitting on the other side of the desk. And the team members at Piedmont Advantage are really invested into what's the best thing for you.
Right. We call it Simply Service at Piedmont Advantage. And what we want to do is what's best for the consumer 100% of the time. if somebody has found a better rate somewhere else, we want what's best for the consumer. We'll tell you that. It's not about quotas or, and of course, some of our friends on the banker side have gotten in a lot of trouble over those type things.
Right.
We don't have quotas or production requirements or things like that. It's to simply serve our members, because we want to make sure we're doing what's best for members 100% of the time, because we want to be their financial partner for life. We want to make them very financially literate so they can make good decisions. We're going to use technology to automate transactions for those that want to do self-service. But the people at the credit union, we're there to have those conversations with you, whether it's about buying a house, buying a car, sending kids to college, some investment type decisions. I mean, we want to really be your financial partner to help you make good informed decisions to put you in the best financial shape possible.
I always think it's great when you get to your first account with a financial institution, but it's entirely more comforting when you reach your last financial institution. This is the last place I'm going to be.
Right.
This is where I'm happy here. I like it here. This is where I want to stay. And I'm confident in what's being provided and offered and the conversations that are available to me.
So. Absolutely. And what we're wanting to do is a lot of our members, you referenced the Piedmont Airlines tie, mm-hmm. Piedmont Aviation tie-in, which we're very proud of. But we're now also looking at the next generation of members, because we have really great long-standing relationships with those members that have been with us for a long time. But now we're looking at that next generation of members. And for a future show, we'll introduce our youth program, because
right.
We want to be the first and last financial institution
sure.
for some of these folks. Come to us for that first credit card, first car loan, first checking account, first debit card. We want to be there for you while you're in college, because that's when you start getting bombarded with opportunities to go into debt
sure we did.
And to fall into financial traps.
And I'm the first one to admit I fell into some of those traps. I was so excited to even get mail with my name on it.
Yes.
It was just an easy, oh, there's Jeffrey. Sometimes you have to learn that lesson the hard way. But financial literacy is a lifelong process, isn't it? There's always I want to learn more about this. I didn't know about that. And at Piedmont Advantage, you can. It is a financial institution, but you stand in the role of being the teacher.
Right.
Let's help guide you. Let me explain this to you.
Absolutely, because if you go to a home improvement store, for example, and you get an offer that you can have 0% for this amount of time if you pay it off, or a discount automatically, what sometimes is lost on consumers is that if you take the 0% and you don't pay off that balance in that time,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go back and add interest that accrued over that time at a much higher rate than zero,
yep.
and that's going to show up on your bill. So first of all, we're not going to make offers like that to our members that's not in their best financial interest, but we want them to be able to recognize some of these teasers or promos or whatever you want to call it versus coming to a credit union that's just going to give you a no-frills, this is just a good deal for you. And it's like investing. On investing, it's like, don't go after crypto. I mean, cryptocurrency is the latest hot thing. It was, technology, the dot-com bubble
sure,
in the late
right.
90s. But there's always a hot new sector. But really, if you use dollar cost averaging to your advantage and just do the slow and steady wins the race and let that work to your advantage over a long period of time, it may not be as exciting as the person that's jumping in dot-com or crypto, but still, you're going to be happier because the bumps in the road aren't going to be as bumpy.
That's right. It is a long picture. But Deion Williams, president and CEO, so you've got North Carolina ties. You went to Wake Forest and North Carolina.
Yes, I went to UNC Chapel Hill for my undergraduate, majored in economics. I was there 91-95. I got my MBA at Wake Forest. And a lot of our listeners are well familiar with the North Carolina terrain. I grew up in the Hickory area, specifically Granite Falls. My mom and dad still live in that area. So my credit union journey has taken me outside of North Carolina. But thankfully, we're back in North Carolina because it's where we always wanted to end up.
So with deep ties, and you are also not just president CEO, but you've been a certified financial planner for a long time, right?
Yes. I became a certified financial planner in 2000. I was working for a credit union at the time, and we were really focusing on financial literacy. And then I decided to pursue that to better equip myself to be in that teaching role and preparing curriculum and materials to reach out to our members. And that's been, I've been a lifelong student with that, seen a lot of changes, but I feel like that's made me better at my credit union job because of the emphasis on consumer finance and investments and just that whole financial picture.
So a lifetime of preparation. You've been with Piedmont Advantage Credit Union a little over 3 years.
Yes, I started. I came back in May of 2019. Just in time for COVID.
Oh, my just gracious. Now, coming up, folks, we're going to take a break. It's 9:15. But coming up, and absolutely, I read this and went, I didn't know that, and I didn't know that, and I didn't know that. The differences between banks and credit unions, and there are some significant differences. If you have a question for Dion, our lines are open, 336-777-1600. And we'll be back with more from Dion at Piedmont Advantage Credit Union on WSJS. Good morning, everybody. 9:19. The high today, about 92 degrees, so stay in the shade as much as you can. We're talking with Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. The differences between banks and credit unions in a big picture overall sense, what's the big dividing line between banks and credit unions, Dion?
Okay, and I'll preface this comment just in case we have our banker friends out here listening that it's not a bash bank segment.
No.
There's plenty of room in the financial marketplace for all types of players, and that's included insurance companies and fintechs and all kinds of different players in the financial marketplace these days. But specific to banks and credit unions, the biggest one is that a credit union is a member-owned financial cooperative. So a lot of folks may belong to an agricultural cooperative or an electrical cooperative. There's different types of cooperatives, but basically they're member-owned. So to give you an illustration on that, at a bank, I could be a shareholder but not a customer, or I could be a customer and not a shareholder, or I could be a shareholder and a customer.
Right.
And so with the shareholders of the banks are the owners of the banks. But, of course, as a shareholder, when you talk about stocks, you want what? You want profit, right?
Right.
You're looking
course.
For the best return on your money. But as a customer, you want the best deal. So sometimes the return to the shareholders versus what I want as a good deal as a customer can be at odds with one another. So a bank kind of has two masters to serve. With a credit union, our members and our customers, or our members and our owners are the same. So if you're a member of the credit union, you are a customer. You are an owner. When we use members instead of customers, it's kind of our term because sure. they are our owners. So with a bank, if you owned 1 million shares of stock and I owned 1 share of stock, you have much more say in the organization than me. But at the credit union, if you have $1 million on deposit and I have $5 on deposit, we're equal.
It's one vote per person.
Right. One member, one vote. So that's one of the biggest differences between a bank and a credit union is that we're a member-owned financial cooperative. And then taking that another step, again, when you're serving just a shareholder, shareholders want profit. Well, with credit unions, there's three things we do with our quote-unquote profits to be true to the cooperative spirit. First of all, we have reserves for rainy days. And during COVID, it was a rainy day. We saw a decrease in loan demand. Consumer activity was different. Interest rates were historically low. So we had to use some of those reserves because it was raining pretty hard. And that's right. what we do. And then in better times, we rebuild those reserves. Secondly, we invest in the future. That could be with branches. For example, Piedmont Advantage is going to put a branch in Davie County later this year or in 2023. So we invest in new locations to serve our members. We invest in technology. Before COVID, thankfully, we upgraded our ATM fleet. We upgraded our card programs, contactless payments, instant issue debit and credit cards. So we invest in the member experience to make it more convenient, and that helps us grow and expand our reach of members we serve. And then last but not least, and one of the primary ways we give back to our member owners are through our rates and fees. On the deposit side, we want to give you the best deposit rate possible. On the loan side, we want to give you the lowest loan rate we possibly can. And we want to keep our fees low because in a cooperative, if you belong to a cooperative of any kind, you know that the cooperative works best when everyone is participating. So we try to set up a structure to have everyone participating in the credit union as a financial cooperative.
So you talked about the decision-making, one member, one vote.
Yes.
And also banks primarily profit-driven, and the credit union, it's more service-driven, and really how can you connect with your owners and your members?
Correct. And,
okay.
and I'll give you an example. During COVID, Piedmont Advantage did not have a business lending program, but we had members come to us and saying, hey, with this PPP loan program, through the Small Business Administration, there's just a lot of demand at the banks. They're having trouble meeting all that demand. Is there any way that we can get this through the credit union? And we were able to get a program up and running in less than 3 weeks, and we made over 50 SBA PPP loans totaling about $1.6 million that we were able to help small businesses. Our average loan size was less than $30,000, so we were truly helping small businesses. But that's just an example of a credit union being responsive to its community.
To the circumstance. Yes. Necessity really is the mother of invention.
That's right.
And you know, at some of the bigger financial institutions, to create, define, and implement a new program would take months, if not years, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Credit unions are locally owned and operated, so we can be a little more nimble and flexible to react to the market around us. That it's not going to a headquarters in Charlotte or Buffalo or Pittsburgh or somewhere like that.
Right.
It's centrally located. And I'll mention also, and this is kind of getting back to the roots of Piedmont Aviation, Piedmont Airlines. A lot of our board members go back to Piedmont Aviation and Piedmont Airlines. They know the starting of the credit union, so they're very much into the, you know, again, local decisions, local people. They know the membership. 25% of our membership is tied to the aviation industry, so we are responsive to that.
Well, and it really is. It's about the people.
Yes.
At any place. And, you know, it's not also at some of the larger, and especially some of the national chain financial institutions, the thought that you could walk in and have a conversation with the person who has the authority to make the change and provide the help that you need and are seeking is rare. And at Piedmont Advantage, you really can go in, either if you walk in, make an appointment, go in, sit down, have a meaningful conversation and lay it out and go, this is where I am, this is what I need, what are my options, and you all can tailor a response that's appropriate and relevant and doable.
Correct.
That's a rarity in almost any realm, but particularly in the financial world. Now, I think you talked about your directors.
Yes.
And how many are connected to the aviation industry and all that. At a bank, the directors are typically paid.
Correct.
There's a compensation package of that. Mm-hmm. And with credit unions, those are volunteer folks.
That's right. They've been paid the same for our whole existence, and they're volunteers. They give of their time and talent because it's a labor of love for them. They feel passionately about the credit union. And this credit union was started to back in 1949 to help employees of Piedmont just from paycheck to paycheck, and some of the same type of loans and programs we have today that we help our members with. But it was started to serve specifically employees of Piedmont Aviation and Piedmont Airlines, and we've grown and expanded since then. But I think that's just such a great story to tell, that our directors are there because they want to be there. They're not paid, and they're looking out for they're looking out for Main Street folks.
Sure, because these are my neighbors, the people right. that we go to the grocery store with, and we know their kids and at Little League, and we're all at school together. And one other small difference. Well, I say that. I don't know if it's a small difference. Is that banks are insured by the FDIC and credit unions are insured by the NCUA, which is?
That's the National Credit Union Administration. And I appreciate you bringing that one up because that is sometimes a source of confusion and misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
The FDIC, because it's been there kind of with the banking industry for so long, it's kind of a household name that you think that is the only deposit insurance. But the NCUA has the Share Insurance Fund. And the coverages and the way it works is just like the FDIC. It's just a credit union specific division. So your coverage, your money is every bit as safe and sound in a credit union as it is in a bank. It's just a different group. But sometimes that is, if someone's not familiar with credit unions, they will ask that question of, is this the same? Is it as safe? And absolutely it is.
Yeah, I would say that's the question. Is my money? I want to leave my money here. I want to know, is it safe or who's watching the money? And
right.
So, but it is. Well, those organizations almost parallel in terms of their responsibility as well.
That's correct. There's also our regulator. Now, Piedmont Advantage is a state-chartered credit union, so we do have a level of state supervision as well. But as our insurer, it's the NCUA, and then on the bank side, it's the FDIC. But FDIC audits banks, NCUA audits credit unions, and they're looking at our loan quality, and they're just looking at our safety and soundness and our key financial ratios. I talked about that rainy day fund earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the measures of our financial health, and we are a well-capitalized credit union, very safe and sound financially. But those are the type of things the insurance company looks at, because as an insurance company, they are wanting to mitigate their losses.
Absolutely. You want your financial institution to have some level of accountability.
Yes.
Otherwise, I just put the money under the bed in a shoebox and leave it. And you want to know that responsible people and informed people are making decisions that are going to leave you in a good place.
Yes, there's too many examples of, and the more shows we do, we'll get into more of this, is, you know, consumers can be taken advantage of. And so it's good that there is regulatory oversight and there are checks and balances to make sure that these institutions are safe and sound.
Yeah, we are just about two weeks or so from the official anniversary of Piedmont Aviation. That was July 2nd, 1940. If you grew up in the Piedmont Triad, it's hard not to know those dates. But when we come back with Deion Williams, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because the Aviation Incorporated in Winston-Salem, buying and selling airplanes, parts, accessories, all the stuff that goes with running a business. And then that led to, within just about 8 years after that, Piedmont Aviation added Piedmont Airlines, which, you know, is a legendary in the aviation industry. And then in 49, it was the credit union, which began, as you talked about, the small loans for its members and the employees from those two savings accounts. Yes. And we've been in it since then, serving the Triad community, especially those with ties to the aviation industry. It's Deion Williams and Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break. SRN News will be here. We'll be back with more in Piedmont Advantage Credit Union after this. Good morning. It is 9:33. I'm Jeffrey Griffin. The headlines in fine print. Deion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. And Deion, you know, one of the things, sometimes people think financial stuff is dry and boring. And you can hear the enthusiasm and the passion about what you do at Piedmont Advantage Credit Union when you talk about it. And that just permeates everything, because it clearly matters. Matters to you, matters to the team members, matters to this community. So the question is really, why?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. It's a passion because it does impact our lives. And I think that folks, it impacts us more now. We realize that with what we see at the gas pump and the grocery store and supply chain issues and things of that nature. But finances impact every portion of our lives. And there's a lot of things I could share that, for example, you know, if you're listening to this show and you're in your early 20s, contribute to your 401k as soon as you possibly can. Let time value of money work for you. Be careful about going into debt, because that's something that can create a trap. And I've seen some really good success stories. I've seen some folks come out of some difficult times. And it's just been my passion as far as helping folks and serving folks. And at Piedmont Advantage, that's our mantra, simply service. We want to help people be well-equipped. And I know on the banking side, you could always say that if every financial institution equips consumers in a way that Dave Ramsey would teach them, we'd all be out of work, because there would be no need for us. But, you know, there's always a need, though. There's always a need for a home loan or a car loan or a place to put your money and deposit it. But we really do want well-educated consumers, financially literate, that can help, because there's opportunities beyond that to give back to communities. We started the PACU Foundation in 2020, and it's not our sole focus, but it's an important focus, is financial literacy, that we're finding opportunities in the communities to where we can take money and put it to work to develop the communities around us. Because I mentioned earlier that about a quarter of our membership is tied to aviation, but we also are community-based in terms of, if you're in Forsyth, Guilford County, Davie County, Mecklenburg County, Iredell County, if you live, work, worship, go to school there, you can join the credit union. And so we embrace our roots in aviation. We always have, we always will, but we also have a community outreach, and we feel like a community responsibility too,
right,
to do everything we can do to reach people at a young age, teach them good financial habits, and then we can be their financial partner for life.
That's absolutely right. And that's what Piedmont's done for 73 years. We talked a little about it, and it's a beautiful story. 1949, the credit union was formed. And really, those first years, providing small loans and savings accounts to employees of Piedmont Aviation, the credit union then grew rapidly. It kind of paralleled the growth of the aviation industry as well. And so now Piedmont Advantage, more than 5,000 branches, not necessarily just of Piedmont Advantage, but in that credit union system, 5,000 branches that people can go through and access resources when they need them.
That's correct. And that's the 5,000 branches is through the shared branching network. And this is another example. In a previous segment, we talked about differences between credit unions and banks. Could you imagine a Wells Fargo customer going to a Bank of America branch for a transaction on their Wells Fargo account?
No.
Not going to happen.
No, that's right.
But with the credit union, we have local credit unions and credit unions from all over the country that we're in this shared branching together, which has created a network of 5,000 branches in which, for example, my middle daughter is in Waco, Texas for a soccer camp this week, and she and my wife could go to a credit union branch in that area that's not Piedmont Advantage, but conduct a transaction
right.
because they're in that network. And that's another, we call it the cooperative spirit, that the financial cooperatives are working together to create that reach. And then there's over 35,000 ATMs that are no fee to use those as well.
And that's such a big deal. And people, maybe in my lifetime, you had to find an ATM with your bank's name
yes.
on it. Otherwise, you knew it was going to be whatever the fee was if you needed money. And when people are on vacation, when children go to school, maybe you've got to return home to take care of a family member or a parent, and you just can't move there. But maybe you're there for a month. Maybe you're there for a couple of weeks. Maybe it's a school reunion, and you've got the branches with your family. I mean, that's certainly – I mean, that's pertinent. It's right there, center stage, and relevant about what you all are – trying to navigate this week. And then the 35,000 surcharge-free ATMs, that just warms my heart when I hear that, because now I can go get money when I need it. Membership's open to all these individuals, again, as you talked about, who work, live, play, mm-hmm. worship, shop in those communities. Because sometimes you get that, what's a credit union, and what do you know about it? Well, I don't work for Piedmont, so I can't join.
Right.
But yes, you can. Your children go to school in that community. That's a vital interest that we want to embrace and say, you know, come, let us help, and we'll be in this a partnership together. The six counties, Davie, Forsyth, Guilford, Iredell, Mecklenburg, and Rockingham
yes.
are those counties. So, and we'll give you that information again. But that's pretty inclusive. That's a pretty big swath of folks.
And you can find Piedmont Advantage branches in those communities. We're on Boyer Street right outside of the Charlotte Douglas Airport.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Mooresville. We have two locations in Winston-Salem. We're in Eden, and we are in Greensboro. And again, we're looking to add a Moxville branch sooner rather than later. So we're super excited about that. But we are excited that credit union members can access our branches and through the shared branching network. The kind of the bottom line of that is we don't want you to have to pay to access your own money.
Nor should you.
Right.
I've had that argument so many times. Nor it was mine. I put it there.
That's right.
And people can also get more information online at PACU.com. That's
yes.
PACU, Piedmont Advantage Credit Union.com. And there's a wealth of information available about locations, resources, contact information as well. But you've mentioned this a few times about Simply Service. It's the purpose statement. It's sometimes employees, you're told what to do, but you don't give them the authority then to do it. And that's not the case. It's just the opposite at Piedmont Advantage. And with the Simply Service, you empower your teammates to move forward, to make the best decisions, to do what is right for the members.
That's correct. Because if everyone that walked into a branch, and we call them MIAs, member experience advisors, or a teller, if you go in there and that person's not empowered to help you, and everything gets escalated all the way up to senior manager or even me, then whoever gets escalated to is going to become your personal banker. That's not what we're trying to do here.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that that person on the front line is empowered to help you and respond to you, because it's also going to give you confidence in your financial institution that if that person is there to help me and serve me, and it's serve is really central to what we do, we feel like we're there to serve our member owners, then that's going to create a better financial experience, but also a really long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't play that game of pass the buck.
Right.
We'll have to get in touch with somebody else when they're not available, so can we call you back later or make another appointment? And no, at Piedmont Advantage, it's let's come in and get it addressed now.
Right. A huddle is perfectly fine on a football field to call a play, but it scares the crap out of me if you're watching that in a lobby and you see employees huddling because they're trying to figure out who to pass the buck to or where to escalate it. That's not – we want that individual to know that even if you make a mistake, we learn that way.
Right.
So we want our folks to be empowered, but also if you're walking in as a member, that you have confidence that whoever you're talking to is going to take ownership of your situation and help you.
It also speaks to the breadth and depth of education and preparation of your team members before they start working with your members.
Yes, training. You know, it's when COVID hit and folks start talking about their budgets and you know, what do we need to cut back in while times are tough? But I've always been a firm believer that training and education is something that you need 100% of the time. And we really, from our onboarding program to a new hire to continuing education, we try to make sure that our staff is very well equipped to be knowledgeable of not just Piedmont Advantage, but also the broader general landscape of financial services as we can, so they can be that trusted financial advisor for members.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I think there's also at times a sense of, I learned it, there's nothing more to do.
Right.
2 + 2 is always 4, but that's not the world in which we live. It can be 4, but it can be 4 in the wind or 4 in the rain, and there's just a, you know, on the circumstance and the way life is going, there's a different response that may be appropriate or needed.
That's right. And the thing is with financial services, we'll talk about some concepts on this show, maybe some rules of thumb or some things that generally apply. But the truth of the matter is your situation is different than mine, and mine's different than the person on the other side of the door. You know, it's just everybody's situation is unique, and it's important to them, and it's important to us. So we want to make sure that we account for the fact that every member has their own unique situation, and we're empowering our team members to respond to the uniqueness of that situation they're dealing with, to try to best serve that member and help them accomplish their goals.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dion about how much does credit cost? Or maybe the better question is, how much does bad credit cost? And it can be quite a costly thing, even for something as simple as, I just need a credit card to rent a car, whatever. Dion Williams is going to be back. We're going to get into the fine print and give you some information that is genuinely helpful. Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, Rachel on the radio, is next. It is 9:47. I'm Jeffrey, along with Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Again, their website, pacupacu.com. You can find tons and tons of information. But Dion, I've got, all right, so here's the circumstance. And really, before opening a new credit card, you should ask your financial institution about it. So I'm going to set the stage for you, and then you can answer. So there are typically conditions that have to be met to get a published interest rate with credit cards. Okay. So for instance, if a cardholder is late with a payment and there's a 0% no longer available, it's got a variable in term starting at 25% or based on credit worthiness, and you think you've got to earn so much in cash back, it almost gets convoluted. What are the questions that a customer needs to ask when they're talking about opening up a credit card?
Thank you, Jeffrey. This is something that really, we could spend a whole hour on this, because we get into the fine print for
right,
sure now.
This is the fine print.
These are the terms and the conditions. And the first thing you mentioned, and this is just kind of the way rates are promoted from, this is kind of a compliance marketing standpoint, rates as low as. So you may not, first of all, you may not qualify for that best rate, and that's driven by your credit score. So a lot of times there's pre-screening to kind of have an idea of where a person would fall.
Okay.
But then when there's the actual credit pull, you may not qualify for the best rate. So that's the first thing. The rates as low as is kind of to bring you in and then see what rate you actually get once you get in there.
This is like a car prices starting at.
Correct.
Gotcha.
That's right.
Okay.
So you need to know, well, how does that specifically apply to me? And then secondly, you talked about what is the rate at, if there's a starting period of 0%, what happens after 0% if the card is fixed or variable? So if it's a fixed rate, you may know exactly what that rate's going to be at the end of the term. Is it 6%, 7%, 9%? But if it's variable, and this is really timely today because a lot of those variable rates are tied to prime. And what are we talking about today? That the Federal Reserve is likely to increase the you know, the borrowing rate for the financial institutions to the Federal Reserve discount window by 0.5% to 0.75%. So that's going to impact the cost of credit. So if you're tied to a variable rate card and you're in a rising interest rate environment, that interest rate's going to go up, which means your payments are going to go up. So you want to know after the favorable rate of 0% or whatever that introductory rate is, when that's no longer available, is it fixed or variable? And if it's variable, how bad could it be?
Right, and that fixed rate, it could be for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months.
Correct.
Or maybe even 24. But then that can be shock when you open up that statement.
Yes, and then you have a payment coming due on that. But then there's some fine print there too. What if we were talking at the break, what happens if you make that payment one day late?
Yes.
If you make it one day late, then you may lose that 0% or that favorable introductory rate. Then it jumps to the regular rate and you get a fee. And there's two types of late. There's credit reporting late, which is 30 days or more. But then there's I'm going to assess a fee to you late, which could be as little as one day.
And it happens.
Yes.
It absolutely happens. So to kind of eliminate or reduce as much as you can the shock, and that the only way you know is to ask.
Right. And then let's talk about cash back, or not cash back, but if there's a deal where we're going to give you
cash reward.
Right, after a certain number of days. Then the question you want to ask is, do I have to spend a certain amount?
I was going to say, is that dependent on how many transactions or the volume?
Right. It may be we need to see you do $1,000 of volume in the first 3 months or 6 months. So there's conditions tied into that too. And if you do a points card, and I'm a person that I've done a lot of travel through work through the year, so I have a points card tied to a hotel chain. Now, the good thing is you use that, you get bonus points and so forth and a lot of free stays as a result, but there is an annual fee with that card.
So, and you need to know what it is.
Right, because how many rooms is that covering with that annual fee?
And sometimes it's the first year there's no fee.
Right.
But what we remember when you read the marketing information is that there's no fee.
That's right.
And that's what you tell, oh, yeah, well, what's the fee? There's not one.
Right.
And for that year, it's fine. But when the anniversary rolls around, it certainly will be attached on the statement.
Absolutely. Yes, and that's something that year one you don't think about it, but then year two or three, like you said, that's when the reality sets in. But we were talking at another break about just how difficult it is to that consumers perceive to change a checking account over, and like how much you have to change your bill pay, your direct deposit, things of that nature. So a lot of folks maybe they feel like they're trapped in a bad situation and they won't make that change because of the hassle. And the same thing with the credit cards. Like, well, I've had it; it's a pain to change it. Maybe you've tied some drafts to it, or what have you. So it's set up in a way that consumers are weighing the cost versus the convenience.
Well, if people want to make a change, you all have tried to simplify that process as well at Piedmont Advantage.
That's correct. So if someone has a checking account and we really like what you offer at Piedmont Advantage, but it's so hard to change my bill pay and my direct deposit, we have a solution on our website called ClickSwitch, and it basically walks you through switching those over. It automates it. To an extent that makes it a heck of a lot more convenient for you to do that. So you can overcome some of those fears, because we have some really good checking account programs for members that, we want to make it easy. We want to serve you wherever you live in the country, wherever you travel in the country. We want to be accessible, and we want to make it easy for you.
Well, you talk about, and we'll probably get into this a little bit more next time as we wrap this up, but there are a myriad of programs available depending on your circumstance through Piedmont Advantage. And you specifically mentioned for young people.
Yes.
And educating them. We've tried to have that lesson at our house about the power of compound interest.
Yes, absolutely.
And when somebody can actually see it, and you really have, look how much you've earned because you were responsible.
Yes.
And it's kind of dangling that carrot in front of the rabbit and go, see, this really is worth learning and being responsible for. And that's all available. And then you can learn more about that online at Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. What's one of the biggest things that surprises you in some of the fine print that you've read over the years that you go, wow, how did that get there? Or how did people miss that? Or how did you not see that? What's one of the biggest surprises you've had occasion to see?
I think it's just in general about the fine print that just think about the regular news. Our eyes and attention seems to go to the headlines instead of the fine print. And it's that, to me, that people simply don't read it.
Mm.
That's the thing, because we've covered a lot of them, that what defines a trigger for a late fee, which could be one day, or what's the annual fee, or what happens to the rate after the introductory period, or what happens if you don't pay it off in full during the promotional period. All of those things, I don't know if there's one that stands out more than the other, but the fact that folks just don't read it.
And also that deadlines are approximate.
Yes.
Or that benchmarks are approximate. So if the invitation was, if you spend $1,000 in the 90 days, whatever, and you were at $842, mm-hmm. we are all in agreement, you were close.
Right.
But that wasn't the benchmark. And particularly in financial, those policies and regulations are in place for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing I want to say is with mortgage rates and what's happening right now, fixed rates were kind of the thing the last few years because rates were so low. Now, be very careful because in a rising rate environment, variable rates, you know, variable rates are going to be something that are going to be more attractive because you can get a better rate up front. But then when those adjustment periods happen, right, whether it's a 2-year, 3-year, 5-year, 7-year ARM, rates keep going up. That's going to be
the day of reckoning is coming.
Yes. So be careful about those.
Headlines in fine print with Dion Williams, the president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. We appreciate the visit, and we will see you again soon. Their website, again, pacu.com. You're listening to WSJS.